And now it's time for Your Letters. Here's NPR's Farai Chidea with News and Notes producer Christopher Johnson.
Hi, Christopher.
Hey, Farai.
So what have we got?
We got some big changes around here. You know, for years we've sent our show out to the world live most weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern time. Now, that's 6 in the morning out here in California. Well, this past Monday, all that changed. We now feed the show at 1 in the afternoon Eastern time. That means, among other things, a little more sleep for you and some other folks on the show. And we're all real happy about that. But we've got some listeners who aren't so thrilled with the time change.
That's right. Well, Bill Tierney of Cedarville, California, wrote in to say, I was very disappointed to turn on my Sirius radio this morning to find that News and Notes had been replaced with Tell Me More, which is NPR's newest daily talk show. I would appreciate it if you could tell me the new time slot where I can again listen to News and Notes on Sirius Radio. Well, Bill, thank you so much for caring about when we air. Sirius 134 still carries the show, and it's live at 1 p.m. Eastern. That's our new slot. I hope you'll continue to tune in and check out Tell Me More as well.
Now, recently we ran Carol Simpson's commentary about her trip to Jamaica. Here's Carol.
Before I left for Jamaica, I met on my campus this elegant black man, Gilberto Murillo, from South America. He had briefly been the Governor General of Chaco, Colombia's biggest province. He fled to the United States a few years ago after he and his family received death threats because he was trying to improve the plight of Afro-Colombians. I said to him, "Excuse me, what are Afro-Colombians?"
Rosali Campeni of Brooklyn wrote afterwards, I am a 26-year-old Afro-Puerto Rican. I've lived in the United States for most of my life and have assimilated into the black community and culture of the U.S. But I have been continually distressed by, well, let's just say the continued ethnocentric attitude of a lot of black America. A lot of Americans I know have no idea that Africans were enslaved elsewhere in the Western Hemisphere, much less that they were brought there in much greater numbers.
Rosali went on to say this, I think this would be a great topic for one of your shows. Like my brother always says, we are just different stops on the slave ship. We must start to come together to overcome the common barriers of institutionalized racism and discrimination.
And last week I talked to Robin Roberts, the co-anchor of Good Morning America. Here's Robin on her years as a jock.
Oh, I loved everything about being an athlete. I loved running. I loved jumping. I loved sweating. I loved it all. Loved competing against myself, against other people. It's hard to explain. It's like part of my DNA.
So Christopher McWhite of Roanoke, Virginia, sent this. I'm a married black male, and I was touched by the conversation you had with Robin and want to thank you for it. I must say that I've always been a fan of women's sports, in particular basketball, pro and college. Equally touching was the Liz McCombs song played at the interview's conclusion. It was, I think, the perfect cap. So the question, Christopher, is what is the title of that song?
Well, Farai, it's called Can't Nobody Know My Trouble. Want to hear a little bit? Here it go. That's it for now. Keep your letters and calls coming.
You can leave a voicemail for us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. And to email, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. It helps a lot if you tell where you're writing from and how we should say your name. So until next time, that's your letters. Thanks, Christopher.
Anytime, bro.
Again, that was NPR's Farai Chidea with News and Notes producer Christopher Johnson.